Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, February is a very interesting month. We start off with a day devoted to a groundhog, whose ability to see or not to see his shadow supposedly predicts the beginning of spring. And then we move on to Valentine's Day, the ultimate celebration of love and romance in our culture. And since we here at House on the Rock Family Ministries are devoted to enriching marriages, we wanted to start a series of programs on love and marriage here on our radio feature. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio feature for House on the Rock Family Ministries. And today we have a very special guest, and I'm going to ask him to introduce himself to us and tell us a little bit of his story.
Thank you, Cap. My name is Valentine. You probably know me as Saint Valentine. And I lived in Rome during the 3rd century. That was about 1,800 years ago. During this time, Rome was ruled by an emperor named Claudius. I didn't like Claudius too much, and I wasn't the only one. A lot of people were not his fans.
Well, tell me, why was that?
Because Claudius was always waging war, trying to expand his empire, and to do so, he needed to have a big army. He was hoping and expecting that the young men of his empire would voluntarily join his army, but that wasn't the case. Most of the young men did not want to fight the wars. They didn't want to leave their wives and children, their families, and for that reason, not many men signed up to leave home and fight, and this made Emperor Claudius furious.
So then what happened?
He had a crazy idea. He thought that if men were not married, they wouldn't mind joining the army. He thought that they would not have any wives and children to love and care for, so Claudius declared a new law forbidding men to marry.
Well, that was certainly a drastic measure.
It was, and the young people throughout the Roman Empire thought his new law was unfair and cruel. Did I mention that I was what you might call a pastor?
No, I didn't think you did.
Well, I was a priest, and I knew that God the Father had ordained marriage. He created it and mandated that we continue to practice it. Jesus blessed the wedding at Cana, and my loyalty was to my heavenly Father, not the Emperor of Rome. I thought the Emperor's law was preposterous, and I made up my mind that I was not going to support it. But I must confess that one of my favorite duties as a pastor was to marry young couples. Even after the evil Claudius passed his law, I kept on performing marriage ceremonies. Secretly, of course. It was really quite exciting. Imagine a small candle-lit room with only the bride and groom, their parents, and myself. We would whisper the words of the ceremony, listening all the while for the steps of soldiers. One night, we did hear soldiers. It was scary. Thank goodness the couple I was marrying escaped in time. But I was caught. I'm not as light on my feet as I used to be, I guess. I was thrown into jail, quickly tried, and told that my punishment was death. I tried to stay cheerful, and wonderful things happened. Many young people came to the jail to visit me. They threw flowers and notes up to my window. They wanted me to know that they, too, believed in love. One of these young people was the daughter of the prison guard. Her father allowed her to visit me in the cell. Sometimes we would sit and talk for hours. She helped me to keep my spirits up. She agreed that I did the right thing by ignoring the emperor and going ahead with the secret marriages. On the day I was to die, I left my friend a little note thanking her for her friendship and loyalty. I signed it, "Love from your Valentine." I believe that note started the custom of exchanging love messages on what you folks call Valentine's Day. It was written on the day I died, February 14, 269 AD. Now, every year on this day, people remember and celebrate that marriage and love can't be defeated.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Saint Valentine, and thank you also for honoring God's word over the mandates of man.
Thank you for letting me tell my story.
You're quite welcome. And let me share with our listening audience that we are going to celebrate your day with a banquet at the Eden Resort, a nice meal, and a dinner concert by Matt and Kim Goss, as well as a brief challenge by our founder, Dr. Bruce McCracken. Go out to pebblesoftruth.com to learn more about it and to register. So until next time, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.